Jury is with us today. Yesterday in GI, Paul was part of a kaupapa called Moruki. Now, you would have seen that there were huge changes in around GI. And to just put that in perspective too, many years ago, the city leaders were looking at what makes a world-class city. Well, often it's commercial opportunities, residential, tying in with traffic and employ. And you can't change an entire city in one hit, but suburb by suburb, you might have seen significant changes. New Lynn, for instance, is an example. And the area around Panmure and GI was deemed to be appropriate here because of its accessibility to train lines, etc. It's a very proud Māori community, GI, because it was established to house many of our returnees after the Second World War. But it has taken on an urban design future, and Māori are part of it. Paul Majuri is with us from Ngāti Maru, and to talk of that matter and a few other kaupapa. Te whanaunga, tēnā koe, Paul.
Tēnā koe, te tōkana.
Kia ora, Paul. Moruki is the name of this kaupapa. Maybe you could talk about yesterday's early morning gathering and just sort of give us an overview for some of our peeps who may be unfamiliar with the work going on in this space by Māori entities, as distinct from the wider mahi that's occurring in the sort of rejig of GI, because there's quite a strong Māori footprint here. Can you tell us more, please, Paul?
Yeah, and you give a very important background for those who know GI and its history and its importance. So essentially, yesterday was about bringing together the collaboration and partnerships of many of our people. So that involved Hāpai Housing, one of the Hāpai entities, which is all about a vision of providing affordable homes for our people. That comprises about 30 iwi from around the motu, very widespread. Also the work of Kauri Ora, a trust component in terms of bringing together funding and support for our people in terms of both homes and wraparound services, strongly supported by the government programs, from Ministry of Housing and Urban Development to Puni Kōkiri. So we had wide representation from our whānui there. We had Minister Henare and his team, and we're celebrating the bringing of 50 wonderful, warm, affordable, modern, contemporary, beautiful Māori kaupapa whare for our people. And in the Hāpai entity, we have another 200 units on the books. What's also important is that these are built to rent, as the language goes, but the really key thing is these are modern, well-designed, warm, dry, healthy homes where our folk have security of tenure for long-term rentals, and also support in place in terms of equity and whānau being able to save, which is part of an important part of the Uruwata program, to be able to purchase these homes, or, you know, homes in terms of their long-term security. As you touch on, there's many, many examples around the motu of our people, iwi by iwi, being strong leaders in housing, and that's what we were celebrating yesterday.
Tēnā koe. What might you say, because some people might be a little surprised that different iwi are popping up in different rohe. That's the same out here in the south too, with Ngaitaiki Tamaki, Waipareiras, working on the Middlemore project. And so there's nothing stopping iwi from outside the rohe investing in projects within a particular geographic location, or is there? I mean, you don't come in and trample on the mana of the Hokainga, Paul. How might you describe how this comes to be from a Māori perspective, and bearing in mind our connection to Ngāti Maru here in GI, which is a stronghold, it would seem, at present of power, and then you've got the guys on the hill too who also assert some historical links, and then you've got Maru, who also has historical links. How does it work that one iwi can be building and working in collaboration with other entities within what's seen as another tribal domain?
It's a very important point, and part of the beauty, the benefits of these large-scale collectors of iwi that we've seen in different parts of the motu is that they have representation from each of the places that they are working in. And so, as you say, here we have Marutohu and other whanaunga in terms of relations with Waiohua. And so that's the importance of this, that we can celebrate those connections, that we can put our people in these important study for their families and their long-term security as to their well-being. And so as we move around in these different collectives, rohi by rohi, it means that each are represented by their people, but they also, through that whanaungatanga, on the wider motu basis, can bring different whānau together. And, I mean, we have a history of that in Tāmaki Makaurau, don't we, in terms of the many mana whenua here and also the many peoples who have lived here, Mata Waka, over many, many years.
Tēnā koe. Interestingly, I'll just touch on this because I'm speaking in a moment, Paul, with Paula Stanley's in the States, where he's been working with an outfit called CAVCO. You may be aware of what his trip's about. And this is to do with manufacturing facilities, transportable three-bedroomed homes. And also, interestingly, I find that he's looking at perhaps closing a deal with an Indigenous bank in Nuevo in California that's got mortgage loans at 4.8, while our current rates are around 6. So you can see why he might be interested in a collaboration in California. Are you familiar with this kaupapa, or what do you make of it?
Yeah, so I was at a hui with Paula a few months ago, and he mentioned this. And again, might come as a surprise to folk who follow the treaty settlement process. You know, but the potential to work with our whanaunga of Tauranga Moana is also there in terms of how we can collaborate, bring together these important kaupapa that we share in terms of the importance of our whanaunga and whanaungatanga. And so you know, that seems to be a great initiative that Tauranga Moana and Ngāi Te Rangi are involved with there. It was good to talk to Paula again in terms of those initiatives, and that's what I was referring to before. There's been a lot of mahi in Tauranga Moana, Taranaki, et cetera, around the motu in terms of these important initiatives of our people being leaders in housing. And I think there's some important lessons here for the Crown too in the future in terms of, if we think of the work of whānau ora in terms of where funding goes to, iwi have shown their leadership in housing and continue to do so. So providing programs where, rather than perhaps having all the eggs in the basket, the likes of kāinga ora, et cetera, our people can be empowered all around the motu.
Tēnā koe. Look, while I've got you there, and you can keep it as brief as you like, any updates off the hills?
Off the hills?
Tupuna maunga. Tupuna. Of our tāunga. Okay, mate. Tupuna maunga authority. Thanks.
Now, Kauf, there are a couple of answers I could have given there. So, yeah, the work continues. There's a big push in terms of the track upgrades and the tihi restoration. So, I don't know, cuz, if you've been to Maunga Fo recently.
Yeah, awesome. That looks awesome up there.
Yeah. So, you know, we've worked over the years. We're still, you know, relatively young as an entity, 9 years this year, and a huge amount of work has been done. So you get a taste, don't you, in Maunga Fo of restoring those important places on the Tupuna Maunga, the tihi. So you've seen what's happened there at Maunga Fo. We're going to do similar things at other Maunga around Tāmaki Makaurau. And probably important to note for those who watched the leaders' debate last night, big ups from Chris Luxon in terms of the work of the co-governance entity that is the Tupuna Maunga Authority, and also there's been ups from Chris Hipkins and David Seymour. So in terms of responses, reactions at the national level to the work of the Tupuna Maunga Authority, it's pleasing to see that recognition for all of our people who've worked so hard on this.
Yeah, and it flies in the face of all the opposition to co-governance. There are some striking examples of success in that regard. What you're alluding to is no doubt one of them. So does it frustrate you as a prominent Māori negotiator and leader that pro-governance has been tossed up as a political football this year?
I think it's just a fact of life. As you know, change brings many things. Not everyone's a great fan of change, and seeing things progress in the way that they do, and it's just part of the fabric, isn't it, in terms of our society these days. Populist approaches by folks, social media, etc. So I think it's just part of the world that we live in, and you know, we deal with it. Maintaining a focus on the positive, on the vision and the outcomes. You know, and hopefully over time, as we've seen already in the short 9 years I've mentioned, you know, there are a lot of people who come along for the journey. You know, they don't always get out in the paper and you know, have their say. It's that typical Kiwi sort of silent majority type thing. But when you have the leaders of the major parties during the election cycles acknowledge that work of the many who've been involved, recognising the contribution and aroha of the mana whenua, te waihua, Ngāti Whātua, Marutuahu, in terms of what they brought to the tūpuna maunga, and the whole change in dynamic for these places that were just taken for granted for so many decades. I mean, that's the focus. That's what keeps you going.
I recall the mayor wanted you to resign. What's the relationship like with you and the mayor of what he thinks is Brown Town?
I can't speak for the mayor. What's important to note is that in terms of the work of Eke Panuku, that seems to be less in the newspaper these days about whether or not we're going to be in existence. And in fact, for those who noted, we were given a very big brief in terms of the master planning for those areas of Ports of Auckland that might open up for development in the coming years over a long period. So we see that as a sort of a mandate in terms of our own work and the recognition that's gone on. So we'd like to think that with the new administration, with new members on the council, including the mayor, they've been able to see the work that we do in person and in detail, and they've come to understand the importance of Eke Panuku.
Tēnā koe. Wide-ranging interview. I appreciate you sharing some time with us, Paul. All the best. We'll talk again soon. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Paul Mujuri joining us there on a few different fronts, obviously housing developments in GI.